Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A Veterans Affairs clinic is set to close in McMinnville, which is about 75 miles southeast of Nashville. Some 2,000 Warren County veterans will soon have to get care elsewhere. Their other options include facilities in Tullahoma and Cookeville, both more than 30 miles away. In a letter today, Tennessee Congressman Scott Desjarlais, himself a veteran, along with both the state's U.S. senators, raised several questions. They're asking the Department of Veterans Affairs if external providers are an option, if those providers even have the capacity to support the influx of veterans, and whether those who are affected have been noticed of their options. The clinic's closure was announced in early March and is set for the end of May. A Tennessee legislator wants to require seat belts on the state's school buses. The push from Senator Mark Pody comes after the recent death of two middle schoolers from Clarksville during a class trip. In today's episode of WPLN's Nash Villager podcast, host Nina Cardona says full-size school buses are not required to have seat restraints because they're designed to protect riders in other ways. But increasingly, safety advocates, bus manufacturers, and federal experts say riders still lack protection if a bus rolls over, tips, or is struck from the side.
Back in 2018, after another deadly school bus accident here in Tennessee, the NTSB issued a recommendation that new buses should have lap and shoulder belts. A different federal agency, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, has been saying the same thing since 2015. And just last year, at a conference of school transportation professionals, an NTSB board member spoke on the topic, saying, quote, "It is hard to believe we are still having a discussion about the safety benefit of seatbelts on any roadway vehicle, much less a school bus."
The family of one of the students who died late last month is now suing.